And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll stick around for this hour. We've got some nice sounds lined up for you. We're going to start off with an 18-piece group led by Elliot Lawrence. It's from a Jazz Tone LP entitled Big Band Modern. In addition to Elliot on piano, you'll hear solos from Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Ernie Royal on trumpet, and Irby Green on trombone. The tune is a Roy Turk, Fred Allert tune entitled Walking My Baby Back Home. And that was Walking My Baby Back Home, a big band arrangement by Elliot Lawrence from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1958 entitled Big Band Modern.
We turn now to our spotlight artist of the week, trumpet man Ruby Braff. And we're going to do it. This is the name of the group is, you can tell Ruby Braff named this group because that was his kind of wry sense of humor. It's Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds. And he brings back in the front line with him Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, the great Howard Alden on guitar, one of the fine mainstream piano players to ever hit the scene, Dave McKenna, Frank Tate on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. This is a little thing that was written back in the late 30s by Fats Waller, I'm Crazy About My Baby. ¶¶ right. That was our man, Ruby Braff, on trumpet, leading him through I'm Crazy About My Baby, with his sidekick, Scott Hamilton, on tenor sax. Howard Aldo took a fine guitar solo, and the great Dave McKenna did extended piano routine.
Well, next we'll hear from an album released under Benny Green's name. Trombonist Benny Green heads up this group, along with Nat Adderley on trumpet and Gene Ammons on tenor, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Frank West on flute, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Albert Heath on drums, and Ed Jones on bass. It's the title of the album is The Swinginest, and we're going to hear a tune written by Frank Foster, a tribute to Gene Ammons, entitled Juggin' Around. Thank you. a tune written by Frank Foster for this group headed up by Benny Green on trombone, Nat Adderley on trumpet, Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Frank Foster on tenor, Frank West on flute, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Albert Heath on drums, and Ed Jones on bass. That was from an album entitled The Swingin'est, released by Vivian Carter's label VJ in 1958.
Oh, yeah, the VJ label. She was out of Gary.
Yeah.
She put out a lot of great jazz in the 50s. Well, the last track I played by a highlight artist was Ruby Braff and his New England Soundhounds Volume 1, and now we're going to have a sequel. We're going to play Ruby Braff and his New England Soundhounds Volume 2. And they had so much material, they had a Concord put out a second CD with the same ensemble. Well, of course, Ruby on trumpet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, the great Dave McKenna on piano, Frank Tate on bass, Alan Dawson on drums, the Jimmy McHugh tune, You're a Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. night, they all landed in the net. That was Ruby Braff and his New England Soundhounds. And, of course, Ruby was leading them up all the way on trumpet, and Scott Hamilton was there on tenor sax. Guitar solo was by Howard Alden, and Dave McKenna was there on piano. You're a Sweetheart was a thing that was written by Jimmy McHugh.
Well, next we'll hear from the Count Basie Band. It's the 1953 version. It's from a two-disc set issued on the Verve label entitled 16 Men Swinging. It was originally a couple of LPs issued with dancers in mind, but they decided to put together and reissue it later. And we're going to hear a tune written by Ernie Wilkins, who was a member of the band at the time. It's entitled She's Just My Size. And if you listen closely, you're probably going to hear the closest thing that you'll ever hear of a solo by Freddie Green on rhythm guitar in the first eight bars.
Thank you.
She's Just My Size, a tune written by Ernie Wilkins and featuring the Basie Band from 1953 on an LP on the Verve label entitled 16 Men Swinging.
Now I'm going to turn to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Ruby Braff. And here is just a duo. He gets together with a supreme pianist, Ellis Larkins, on a very tasty album cut on the Vanguard label back in 1956, just trumpet and piano. And they play a whole, 12 different tunes composed by Rodgers and Hart. And here they're going to explore Mountain Greenery. Great musicians can make great music, even if there's only two of them. That was Ruby Braff on trumpet, Ellis Larkins on piano from a Vanguard album called 2x2, and that was a Rodgers and Hart composition, Mountain Greenery.
Well, next we'll hear from another trumpet artist. This time it's Art Farmer on an LP entitled Modern Art. In addition to Art on trumpet, we'll hear from Benny Golson on tenor sax, Bill Evans on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. This group did quite a bit together, and were together for quite a while. And they're going to do a tune written by Junior Mance, the pianist, entitled Jubilation. Thank you. And that was Jubilation, a tune written by Junior Mance and featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Bill Evans on piano, Addison Farmer on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. It was from a United Artists LP released in 1958 entitled Modern Art.
I'm going to return now to an album we played in the first hour of the show and our highlighting of the trumpet work of Ruby Braff. It's called Ruby Braff Goes Girl Crazy. As I noted, Girl Crazy was a musical that was written by George and Ira Gershwin. It first hit Broadway in 1931, was a great success. And so all the tunes on this particular album are written by George and Ira Gershwin for that particular musical. And we're going to do Biding My Time with Al Cohn on reeds, Jim Hall on guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums, and sitting in at the piano chair is the great Hank Jones. Let's listen to Biding My Time. I'm Biding My Time from the Gershwin musical, Girl Crazy. And that was, of course, our highlight artist of the week, Ruby Braff on trumpet, Al Cohn on reeds, and fine, tasty piano solo there by Hank Jones.
Well, next we'll hear from Art Pepper. It's from a contemporary LP entitled Art Pepper Plus 11. And I think maybe something must have happened to my math skills along the way, because he's backed here by a 16-piece group headed by Marty Page. So according to that, 1 plus 11 equals 16. But anyway, it's good stuff, and we're going to hear a tune written by Horace Silver entitled Opus Defunct. Was Opus Defunct, a tune written by Horace Silver, featuring Art Pepper on a contemporary LP entitled Art Pepper Plus 11, released in 1960.
This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for the Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we hope you make a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, Ruby Braff, from his album, Ruby Braff and His Buddies, cut live at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is cut live and includes his soulmate at that time, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Dave McKenna on piano, and this is a Rodgers and Hart composition, The Lady is a Tramp.